Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3089. Want to live a happier financial life? By Eric Carter of financialfinesse.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. I read to you every day of the year, including holidays, but on Sundays, I share an extra episode from another podcast in the Optimal Network, and today's episode is coming from our podcast covering all things money, Optimal Finance Daily. So with that, let's get right to the bonus episode and Diana's commentary as we optimize your life.
Want to live a happier financial life? By Eric Carter of financialfinesse.com. Very rarely do I find a personal finance article that resonates with me as much as one I recently read called How to Live a Happier Financial Life. First, I love the title. When it comes to finances, sometimes we get so caught up in the numbers that we forget the whole point is about maximizing happiness, not money. Sometimes that means spending more money on certain things, but often it actually means spending less. The article's following points do a good job of differentiating which is which. Biggest time waster, commuting. I remember hearing that the length of their commute is the biggest indicator of how unhappy someone is. I don't know how accurate that is, but there has to be some truth in it. After all, time spent commuting is less time doing whatever else would make you happier, whether that be a hobby, spending time with family or friends, sleeping, or even working. That's why they say time is money. Yet when people are choosing where to live, the length of their commute tends to play second fiddle to sexier topics like how nice the home is or how cool the neighborhood is. When I was in law school, I chose to live across the street from campus rather than a more fun area, and it was one of the best decisions I made. Now I work from home most of the time, so it's not an issue for me. Instead, I choose to live within walking distance of the places I tend to go to the most, and I find that it's worth paying a premium for. Best investment attribute, humility. I can't tell you how many people love to tell me what they think the market is going to do or how overpriced it is. The reality is that no one has consistently outperformed a simple buy and hold strategy by timing the market. Many people have lost a lot of money trying, though. The same goes for investing in individual stocks. If the vast majority of mutual fund companies run full-time by some of the smartest people on Wall Street with all the resources of the major investing firms can't beat the market over the long term, what makes you think you can? If you can, you'd ought to be running a mutual fund since you'll probably have more fun and make more money than you are now. If not, understand that it's not much easier to pick a fund that will beat the market either, since very few do. And those that do tend to actually do worse than the average fund going forward. So what should you do? Be humble by buying simple, low-cost index funds and holding them for the long term. You'll outperform the vast majority of people who think they can do better. Key to financial success, cheap housing. I'm a big believer in how small savings can add up to big savings over time. But big savings can add up to even bigger savings over time. For most people, the biggest expense is their home. But this is a particularly dangerous expense because it's also typically the hardest to get out of if you need to. If you pay extra for a shorter commute, you can save money by buying or renting a smaller place. It may feel a little uncomfortable at first, but I've lived in both large and small homes and found myself adjusting to both to the point where it didn't really matter. Having a bigger place just meant having to walk further to go to the bathroom. Best way to spend money, experiences. So what should you spend money on if not housing? One is experiences. My girlfriend and I love to dine out and travel. While I can certainly cut back a little here too with more meals cooked at home, I definitely feel like I'm getting more of my money's worth in both time and enjoyment than if I spent it on the latest gadget. There are always exceptions, but if you think about it, you've probably enjoyed the experiences you paid for more than the gadgets you bought. When you consider that a lot of experiences also cost little to no money, you're getting even more bang for your buck. So if you're going to treat yourself, do so with experiences that you'll remember fondly rather than another toy that you'll quickly tire of. Top financial goal, not working for money. This is the other main thing I like to spend money on, financial freedom. The more you have in savings, the less financial stress and anxiety you'll feel. When you have enough savings, you can even decide to walk away from your job and do something else, whether that's travel, a more enjoyable but maybe less lucrative career, or fulfilling your entrepreneurial dreams. You don't have to hate your job to appreciate not having to do it. I love mine, but I would also love having those kinds of options. In fact, we recently had a couple of former employees who took what they learned at Financial Finesse to leave and start their own companies. So what's the bottom line? Spend less on housing and trying to beat the market and more on a shorter commute, experiences, and financial freedom. While there's no guarantee, your odds for a happier financial life will likely be greater. You just listened to the post titled, "Want to Live a Happier Financial Life?" by Eric Carter of financialfinesse.com.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When I think about the intersection of money and happiness, many times it comes down to pondering the optimal and most efficient use of resources. So in the commuting example, I used to have a 40-minute commute on the subway. And over time, I was able to shift to a remote working arrangement with no commute. However, when I did have that commute, I tried to optimize the time. I would read and listen to podcasts and meditate or use the time to plan and decompress from my day. Even when we're moving towards better uses of our resources of time and money, we can still find ways to optimize in the circumstances we have now. I'll say this about cheap housing and living in a smaller space. Learning to enjoy it will serve you very well in the long run. Not only do you save money on the actual housing, but you'll be forced to acquire fewer possessions and, in my experience, develop the capacity to enjoy less. There's a sense of freedom that comes from not needing a lot materially to be happy. I learned this when walking the Camino back in 2017, which is a 500-mile trek across northern Spain. For 2 months, my only possessions were what I carried on my back, and it helped me realize that I don't need all that much stuff. In fact, I was constantly reevaluating what I could get rid of so that my pack would be easier to carry. It became a metaphor for life in a way. What can I get rid of materially or otherwise to create more space so that I can enjoy the experience of life more fully? That'll do it for today in another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.